This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.
Welcome back to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM WJBB Radio. You're listening to GRE with Triple D.
That wasn't corny at all.
Devin, David, and DeBose. And people, we have just wrapped up the best national Facebook news we have
ever.
Done in a long time.
I don't know, man. It's hard to rival those stories from Walmart.
Yes. I know. But just like those and the stories that we just read, everything is true.
That's right.
Okay?
Of course it is.
We vetted it. We know it's real. Believe us.
That's right.
Believe us.
But at the same time, don't believe anything that we say here on the air unless you know it or research it for a fact.
Negative.
I'm confused.
Negative. You believe it because it's real.
Because we said so.
And I successfully debunked all of the top 10 fact checks of the president's speech. So everything you said was
Yes. And everything I appreciate you playing devil's advocate.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't playing devil's advocate. I was just
he's going to go down as the greatest president in history.
Absolutely
will.
I agree.
Yes, Jim.
I'm going to go down as the greatest president of Ransom and Associates Insurance Agency in the history of Ransom Associates Insurance Agency.
And that you should.
Mm-hmm. I will.
If not, I would be concerned.
Until Michaela comes along.
Until I win the lottery, and then you're out.
Or Chloe. Until Chloe comes along, she's going to run the place. She's going to run it all, man.
I know. She's going to be a dynamo.
She's going to come in and fire everybody day one.
She's like,
you're
going to
be like, but I'm your daddy. She's like, I'm in control.
You just gave me the reins, Eddie. Here's your pink slip.
Oh, this week's been a pretty busy week for me. You know, not only am I working, but I still have a lot of duties that I'm trying to keep up. But I've probably made about 55 different sales calls this week, and just really pushing. GuessGear is taking new leaps and bounds, and you know, Darby is fired up. He's back. He's back from his 3-week
hiatus
in wherever country he was
now,
in.
See, y'all say nobody's got it like Devin.
No, nobody's got it like Darby.
I'm interested to hear what's
Darby's
going on.
Darby's got a whole new level.
Darby, all of a sudden, he just came back, and there was an email, and I said, hey, he's back.
Well, listen, I'm just ready to hear about GuessGear because this is all news to me. I haven't talked to my buddy here.
We were looking
for
a knee sleeve in the warehouse. We couldn't find a knee sleeve in the warehouse.
So I was going to call you, but I knew you'd answer.
We have knee sleeves.
Not in the warehouse. Maybe at the other warehouse.
I may have one in the paddy wagon out there. We'll see what we can find for you.
1,600 cubic inch.
Our 21,000 square foot warehouse here in Winder, we do not have a knee sleeve in there.
So speaking of warehouse issues, that is something I'm having right now. I've got product in three different places, and I really need it all in one central location.
Yeah,
we need to consolidate, and I need to be able to have stuff running. But no, things are
should probably keep a spreadsheet.
I'm gonna be busy for
a
while.
Too much business spread out there.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm gonna be busy for a while. I'm gonna be out of pocket. There's not going to be a lot of, because every single minute of my day is taken up by something else. I'm not kidding you. It's and I'm loving it. I'm not mad about it. I love it. This year is going to be a good year for growth and
personal
growth and professional growth. It's going to be a good year, and we need to have both of that happening. So Brandy's doing a really, really good job. I will give my wife a shout out on
is
the
she
radio.
Responsible for your personal growth?
No.
Okay.
Nope. Yes. I was off yesterday,
attaboy.
Which is good. I come in and she's handing me sheets. I got like 4 or 5 sheets, and then she goes, okay, every one of these need to be called, contacted, emailed, follow up now. And I'm like, crap. Just wanted to have a 30-minute session to myself, you know, sit here watching TV. There is none of that.
Because she knows if you sit down, you're going to sleep.
And she knows if I sit on the couch, I'm going
to sleep.
And so it's been good, and you know, we're getting Dustin into the swing of some things of making sales calls as well. So we just got to Yeah, that man sounded weird.
Yeah, it sounded a little
didn't
weird.
Didn't sound, it did sound a little that weird. Didn't come out right.
I mean, getting your son into the swing.
Into the swing.
That's just weird, man.
Yeah.
That's just weird.
So that's just odd. Write him down for that and me down for one just for saying it. So, yeah, so things are moving in the right direction, and we're gonna have a good year. We have to make a certain amount of money every single month in sales going forward so we know we're breaking even. And but we had a really good year. You know, we did a recap with Darby and all the things that we had discussed. He's excited about where we're at. I'm excited about where we're at. And I'm looking forward to some trade shows that we're going to have coming up this year. I think it's going to be huge for us. So just, you know, it's going to be busy.
That's good.
So this is going to be the year where it's you just feel like all you're doing is running. Yeah. And then next year is probably going to be, you know, just working nonstop. And then probably about the fourth year, we'll start to see some success. Nice. Yeah.
Well, we, you know, we finished up. Our numbers are finally out on the Nationwide side.
Where did Jim fall?
Short.
He didn't fall short. Jim's right on track for his numbers. He just doesn't realize it. I mean, he's right there. He's actually still a little bit ahead of kind of where he is. Jim's doing a great job. So. There's nothing taken away there. He's definitely helped our commercial growth hugely.
He's the commercial specialist.
He's the commercial specialist. I mean, this year 2016, our goal is $350,000 in commercial premium. So he definitely has his work cut out for him on that side. But you know, we had a stretch goal of $1 million in new business, which is pretty huge for an agency our size, and we wrote $1,003,091.
Oh, nice.
Yep. And new business, new clients. So our agency's growing leaps and bounds. We've got a ton of we have a ton of new members. You know, we have a great service staff, Misty, Jenny, Linda, and Nicole. They do a great job making sure that our clients are taken care of. Making sure that their needs and our commitment as an insurance agency is being upheld, and hopefully we're providing the value that they deserve for us to continue to be able to earn their business. This is a very competitive world, and we're moving more and more onto the commercial side and developing our clients. This year, hopefully, we're going to be coming up with our private client group. For our members that have a significant amount of premium for their policies, so that they can go in and make sure everything gets taken care of pretty quickly, and we'll be sending out invitations for those members as well. But you know, as we go in and close the show, we had a great show. This is episode number 23.
I can't believe we've done 23 shows.
I'll have episode. Episode 22 was posted back on Thursday, so that is on Facebook. So you can go and you can check that out and listen to that show. It's also on iTunes and Podomatic. But I just have, before we go, I just have one question. David, did they call you?
Oh, God.
I didn't know. Did they call you? Patrick, did they call you?
What's his name get at you?
Jesus. Please.
I know what he's... Please, humor. I got an idea what he's trying to do, so I'm not going to...
He can't pull it off as good as Aaron.
No.
I didn't know if they called you. Okay, I'm sorry.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
It'll be a mystery to us all.
Yes, I guess they did. All right. Well, on that...
Who won?
Who won?
Who won?
D's!
Professor D. I knew it was coming. I went to middle school.
Well, whatever. In a late rally, Devin has two. Jim come up with two with David. Patrick was really coming on strong there at the end.
What did he end with?
He ended up with four.
There you go.
I've got seven.
Oh!
Yes, well deserved.
Well, we want to thank Patrick for participating.
Yeah, man, I hope you had a good time.
Yeah, I had a great time. Thanks for having me here, guys.
Absolutely,
you guys had a lot
man.
Of fun.
Thanks
Absolutely.
For coming in, participating in DB of the Week. Thanks, Professor D, for producing our show and being
the DB
great
of the
host
week.
And being the DB of the Week this week. And we want to thank all of our loyal listeners, and we hope you guys learned something. I hope you really enjoyed our show, and we will see you next week. And you've been listening to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM.
What? WJBB. This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.